Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Black and White and Dead All Over by John Darnton, performed by Phil Giganti. He had once seen a barely intelligible film about newspaper life in New York, where neurotic men in shirt sleeves and eye shades had rushed from telephone to tape machine, insulting and betraying one another in surroundings of unredeemed squalor. Evelyn Waugh, Scoop. Chapter 1. Ellen Butterby had never before seen a dead body, so she was not at all prepared for what she found on that mid-September morning. It was a chilly day, mist turning to rain. She emerged, still groggy, from New York's Port Authority bus terminal on 8th Avenue. She had napped on the bus from Montclair, and angry that she had left her umbrella at home. To be unprepared ran against her character. Her gray hair was already covered with tiny droplets, a spider's web glistening with morning dew. She walked to the open-air coffee wagon on West 45th Street and joined the line behind five people. She seethed that it was moving so slowly, depriving her of the shelter of the wagon's metal sideboard, propped up to provide a roof for only the first two or three customers. Finally, she reached the service window. From inside, Bashir flashed a smile.
"Someday, isn't it?"
he remarked. She nodded curtly by way of reply. He had anticipated her order, one hand holding the container with the Lipton tea bag, the other bent at the wrist, pulling back the hot water tap. On days like this, when the windows of his wagon steamed over and he hunched down to make change from the coins scattered on a towel beside the